So it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light, your brightness, your energy, your radiance. For those of you who do not know us, we are Aronda. And we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are just here for you. As with the divine on theirs, sings to you to open your heart. We are grateful, for that is where we work, is in your heart. You see, it is only because of your separation, your belief that you can't possibly be separate, that sort of gets in your way of who you are. So the divine on theirs, his magnificence, his music of your soul is opening. So your guides, your angels, your divine beings that are here on your behalf are doing their soul work with you. You see, dearest beings of light, you know that you are quite ancient. With the divine Monica and Lee have told you how old you are. You look pretty good for being so old. And you understand that in this time of ancient wisdom, in this time of being the wisdom that you are, we are asking you, divine beings, to step up to the plate, step forward, for you are indeed shifting the consciousness of this planet. You are indeed acknowledging that divinity, that soul that is within you. You are indeed the ones we have been waiting for. It took seemingly so long to get to this place in the world, and yet it is just a blip on the screen, a blip on the energy of all of the galactic galaxies of humanity, or whatever they may be called somewhere else. You see, that energy and that wisdom in every cell of your body is within you. And now it is time for you to acknowledge who you are. You see, if you could see what we see, you would know that we are just simply a reflection of you. That love that is your essence, there is no difference. Dearest beloveds, you are my heart. You are my soul. You are me. And I am you. The only difference between us. I knew who I was when I got here. And somehow, you forgot. And now, I am here, speaking to you through this divine link to help you remember and be the one that you came here to be. Be the oneness, the truth, not based upon one's perception, but the truth of the source of all that is, that you have in your beingness, in your field, in your tears, in every beat of your heart, just as it is in every beat of my heart. You see, I'm asking you to do something for me. I haven't asked much of you, although it breaks my heart to think of all the things, the travesties that have been done in my name. And now you must set the record straight. You must. For I wish you to see you as I see you. Love. Only love. With an open heart. With an open soul. Saying yes. Saying yes to you. For as you say yes to you, you say yes to all of those around you that need to learn, that get to learn. That yes can be love. For you see, that oneness is what we each are. So will you promise me that when you hear my voice in your head or somewhere else, that you will just say yes? I'm grateful for you. I am honored by you. I am in love with you. Oh, dearest beings of light, we see you. And as soon as you see you, you will know how to live, huh? Trust that. Trust your love. Trust your wisdom. Trust yourself. And as the Master says, just say yes, huh? Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Since I got to this island, I've given 24 messages. And so many of them describe the energy here, the potentials, what's happened, what hasn't happened. I've given discussions on Lemuria, But this now, right now, a discussion about you. As you sit here, right now, what is your perception of what's going on? Every single one in the chair and listening has their own path of life. Such a unique soul you are. And you're not like the one next to you. If you're an old soul, you understand that although it hides from you, you've been here many times. This place called Earth contains a system of your consciousness, and you return and you return and you return. That's hidden from you. You may accept it and you say, I know it internally, but it really is hidden. And so is everything else. It has to be. So that with free choice, you will awaken to a bigger truth. Free choice. That you will ask the question eventually, is there more? The big question, what I have been told about God, is there more? Could it be? This is a lot more. What's your perception as you sit in the chair about the meaning of you being here? No matter what I say at this moment, dear ones, it will not be complete without the entourage that is here, who is starting to dispense something, to spread something. A confluence of energy and coherence that would come upon this group and those listening. That might relax the intellectualism that tries to examine itself without God. Or an intellectualism that tries to examine itself without the rest of the story. Or without the potentials of a creator. As you sit here in the chair, I want you to know something. All around you, there is energy that you cannot see. And that energy is filled with purpose for you. Each one of you, together, individually, is part of a grand system of knowing who you are. You may search for who you are, but dear ones, this entourage, the energy from the other side of the veil, knows who you are. And there is a fine line there of trying to give you the information if you'd simply relax of who you are. If you'd relax your examination. Ryan, why is this happening to me? Relax. And feel something you haven't felt before. Ryan, what is the reason for this and for that? And why is this, this, and that? Drop the whys. Is it really necessary that you understand the intricacies of a divine system that loves you beyond measure? Is it really something that you have to figure out to participate in? I've said it before. When the one faces you off, who loves you, and you love them, and you know it, and they say, I love you. Do you say to them, well, let me figure it out. Prove it. Or does your heart melt and you say, I know it. I know it. I love you too. Isn't it wonderful we can love each other? Isn't it wonderful? Without intellectualizing a multidimensional emotion called love, you will accept it. So many of you have the beauty of Gaia, living Gaia. You have an animal. You have a beautiful animal. Maybe more. And they melt your heart because when they look at you, they don't ask intellectual questions. Who are you really? They just feel the incredible care and love you have for them. You can see it in their eyes. Why is it so different between you and the creative source? Most of the planet looks for the creative source. And if they think they've even marginally found it, they'll analyze it. But what does it mean? How long has it been here? Where'd it come from? How many of it is there? The hows and the whys. Because you're a human and that is how you exist and that is your reality, that's your survival. To figure things out before you step into them. There is no judgment. But when it comes to love and family, it's different, dear ones. The plea from Kryon is this. Don't figure us out. Intuit us. As you sit there in the chair, is it possible that there is a big system around you? Around you. It can't be too big because God is very big. The Akash that you have pushing you here in the chair, perhaps. Perhaps you've come with someone else and you are hearing these kinds of things for the first time. You're included. Have you figured it out yet? That you're not alone. You're not alone. And we have said this for 29 years. Try to be alone. You can't be. Your perception will say you are. As you sit in the closet crying, woe is me. The entourage around you holds out its hands and says, touch us, touch us, just touch us, and you'll know who you are, and peace will be yours, and things will begin to move like they never have before, because you're not alone. Crying, I'm afraid. We've heard this so many times. I'm afraid of what's next. Oh, you have got such help. In the chair, what is your perception of yourself? Are you alone in this world? Do you get up from the chair and motivate by yourself to the next room? Go home? Or is it possible the system goes with you? A system that cannot be understood. Because it's a multidimensionality. If you want to call it quantum, that word gets everywhere. It is beyond three dimensions, the system that has your name on it. And the prime directive of your magnificence is all over the system, waiting for you to discover that seed of truth that says, I'm not alone. You're here on purpose. Some of you encapsulate yourself, build walls around God, others, and try to figure it all out, not understanding that the walls, that's what keeps you inside. To break down those walls, dear ones, we've said it before, all you have to do is say so. That's the free choice that moves mountains, dear ones. That's the free choice. 29 years ago, my partner sat in a chair. Unawakened. Satisfied with his life. And doubting everything that was beyond the three dimensions he could see. When I came to him in the chair, the first time, very first time, I didn't announce myself. I didn't say, I'm Kryon. I didn't say anything. He was not able to perceive language from the other side of the veil. That took years of practice, dear one. Instead, what I gave him was a hug from the entourage. And he cried. He'd never felt it before. He didn't know it existed. It confused him. He got a little angry. That's all I did. And I'll tell you right then, at that point in time, it's all he needed. He felt something he didn't believe could exist. And he pondered the question and sat in the chair again and again. And all we did was hug him until he realized it was safe. It was safe for him to venture out and ask the questions, is there more? Is there something to be said? Who are you? Who are you? All of those questions came after the reality of him being cherished and hugged and loved by so many. Can you do that? Can you sit and be loved by a source you're not really sure of? Can you say, it is well with me, even though I don't understand you? Do you have to ask, who is it? Or can you realize, it's part of me? Can you say that? Can you realize that? It's part of me. And that is the truth. That beyond the veil is part of you. Before earth ever formed, you were there. You were there. Because you are part of the creation and the creative source of all things, the God inside. We've talked about the masters who walked the earth and tried to tell you this. That was their message as well. Take a look. There's God inside. That's all. Once you get that and you understand it and it's okay with you without an explanation or figuring it out or knowing how it works, things start to occur. That is when you can do more elaborate things. You can start shaping your life. Shaping your life based on things you don't know about. Coming your way that you didn't expect. Long before they happen, you can smile and say, I expect most benevolent things for me, including the healing I came for. I'm talking to you. I expect benevolent things, including the situation, solution that I'm in. I'm talking to you. I don't know where they're coming for, but I know the system works. It puts things together. It's divine, and it's perfect, and it's harmonious. And I relax in the arms of this, which I call God. Cryon exists at this time, in this place, to give you that message. Whether you cognize it or not is free choice. Whether you will let in that which is you is free choice. Oh, but dear ones, once you do, your life changes. You start to relax. You smile more. Because you know what is coming is often that which cannot be known, that is beautiful, perfect. So what's your perception in the chair right now? Are you alone or not? Ponder these things, dear ones. For these are the messages of the day. And so it is.